Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 3, 1805. A river named for porcupines. The party is making good headway as the winds are not so strong today. Captain Lewis has much to describe.
The morning being very cold, we did not set out as early as usual. Ice formed on the kettle of water 1/4 inch thick. The snow was melted generally in the bottoms, but the hills still remained covered. On the larboard side, at a distance of 2 miles, we passed a curious collection of bushes which had been tied up in the form of a fascine, and standing on end in the open bottom. It appeared to be about 30 feet high and 10 or 12 feet in diameter. This we supposed to have been placed there by Indians as a sacrifice for some purpose. The wind continued to blow hard from the west, but not strong enough to compel us to lie by. Captain Clark walked on shore and killed an elk, which he caused to be butchered by the time I arrived with the party. Here we halted and dined, being about 12 o'clock, our usual time of halting for that purpose. We saw vast quantities of buffalo, elk, deer, principally of the long-tailed kind, antelope or goats, beaver, geese, ducks, brant, and some swan. Near the entrance of the mentioned in the 10th course of this day, we saw an unusual number of porcupines, from which we determined to call the river after that animal, and accordingly denominated it Porcupine River. This stream discharges itself into the Missouri on the starboard side, 2,000 miles above the mouth of the latter. It is a beautiful, bold-running stream, 40 yards wide at the entrance. The water is transparent, it being the first of this description that I have yet seen discharge itself in the Missouri. It appears to be navigable for canoes and pirogues at this time, and I have no doubt but it might be navigated with boats of considerable size in high water. Should this be the case, it would afford a very favorable communication to the Athabascan country, where the British Northwest Company derives so large a portion of their valuable furs. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 3, 1805.
The term fascine mentioned is a military term for a cylindrical bundle of sticks used to fill ditches, strengthen ramparts, and other such functions. The Porcupine River is now called the Poplar River. It is in Roosevelt County, Montana, and the town of Poplar is at its mouth. This river heads near the Canadian border. The captains were especially interested in this river, as it may have been a passage to the northwest part of Canada, which was very rich in quality furs. Tomorrow, Lewis doctors Joseph Fields.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.